Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 26th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has launched a new personal safety user guide that aggregates details and support documents that can help users when personal safety is at risk. The launch of this dedicated guide comes after Apple published an initial roundup of support resources a year ago, and as concerns around AirTag safety and stalking continue to mount. Apple explains that the purpose of the new personal safety user guide is to offer strategies and solutions to help users regain control if they feel they're concerned someone has unauthorized access to their device, account, or location. The new personal safety guide is split into multiple different sections, ranging from ways to take action if you're in immediate danger, to keeping your information safe and secure with strong password and security strategies. One of the most notable guides is one focused on, quote, how to stay safe with AirTag and other Find My accessories. Apple has also included specific checklists that people can access for sharing location with other users via the Find My application, and what to do if they need to quickly disable location sharing altogether. The new personal safety user guide from Apple is a crucial new hub that Apple users should have saved for quick and easy access. It essentially takes a lot of the information Apple had previously published and puts it all in one central location, combined with new details on its latest accessories like AirTag. We've got more details on the guide at the link in the show notes below, and we highly recommend sharing it if you or someone you know needs help in the Apple ecosystem. In other news today, Apple has been aggressively investing in Apple TV Plus with new original movies and TV shows. Even as Apple continues to grow its original content library, and many of its shows and movies receive positive reviews from critics and viewers, Apple is still far behind its competitors with only 5% market share in the United States. That statistic comes from a new report from Just Watch, which says that Apple TV's market share grew by 1% in the United States during the last quarter. While Apple TV Plus has more subscribers than Paramount Plus, formerly known as CBS All Access, the data shows that the gap between TV Plus and other services like HBO Max and Disney Plus continues to widen. HBO Max has 12% of the streaming market share in the United States, while Hulu and Disney Plus have 13% each. Amazon Prime Video comes in second with 19%, and Netflix remains in first place with 25%, although the number of its subscribers dropped by 2% compared to the previous quarter. But Apple TV Plus is growing, as noted by Just Watch. Its market share grew by 2% across all of 2021, and that number is expected to continue to increase as Apple invests in more TV Plus content. The Just Watch data is based on measured interest in streaming video on demand services, so it's not exactly a scientific measurement of the industry, but it does provide some useful insight into how consumers are viewing each individual streaming service. Rounding out today, over the last several months, an issue with iCloud has emerged that is impacting many popular third-party applications that rely on Apple's cloud infrastructure for syncing and data storage. A thread on Apple's developer forums has garnered attention and responses from hundreds of developers. The issue lies in Apple's CloudKit technology, which is widely used by developers to sync user content across devices, manage user accounts, encrypt data stored within an application, and much more. Affected apps include ones such as GoodNotes, the popular note-taking service, as well as Tweetbot, the popular Twitter client, but a ton of other developers are also affected. Apple has not yet publicly acknowledged the problem, but these developers say that they've been privately contacted by the company to confirm that it's an iCloud server problem impacting their applications, not an issue with the app itself. So essentially, something in the backend of CloudKit is breaking, then it's causing syncing and other features of popular third-party applications to not work as expected. Some developers have gone as far as to disable iCloud syncing by default altogether, Tweetbot, for instance, has added a dedicated sync status dashboard in the latest version of its application to give users more insight into what might be broken because iCloud syncing has become so consistently unreliable. The issue has apparently been lingering for nearly a year, but it's apparently gotten much worse over the last several months. This escalation of the issue is what's led to many developers taking matters into their own hands with these in-app status pages and other setting changes. The affected developers are calling on Apple to address this issue sooner rather than later, because the longer these iCloud syncing issues persist, the less confident developers and users will be when deciding whether to use iCloud at all in the future. And because Apple has not publicly acknowledged that CloudKit is the issue here, many users are blaming the developers and third-party applications for the problems, even though there's nothing those developers can do to fix issues that lie within Apple's CloudKit technology. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.